This is U.S. Political Daily Scan, August 17, 2026, from What's My Politics. Here's what happened and why it matters to you. The biggest immediate civic event is Tuesday's special House election in California, where two Democrats are competing to fill a vacancy in a narrowly divided Congress. Other major items include pending court fights over federal election rules and White House construction, a federal health coverage change set for October, and Canadian import duties scheduled to begin Wednesday. Headline 1. Debate Spotlight. California voters choose a House member Tuesday in a race that affects a thin congressional margin. California's 14th district holds a special general election on Tuesday, August 18, to fill the House vacancy created by Eric Swalwell's resignation. State-certified records show that Democratic State Senator Aisha Wahab and Democratic healthcare advocate Melissa Hernandez are on the ballot. The district is entirely in Alameda County, and the winner will serve the rest of the current term. What to watch? Unofficial county results are expected after polls close Tuesday. Watch turnout and the margin, then the timing of certification and when the winner is sworn in. Headline 2. Alaska's primary on Tuesday starts the state's ranked choice election process. Alaska holds its 2026 primary election on Tuesday, August 18. The state uses a primary in which candidates compete on one ballot, followed by a November general election that uses ranked choice voting. State election materials list August 18 as primary election day. What to watch? Look for unofficial results after polls close, especially in statewide federal contests. Final results can take longer because absentee and other eligible ballots must be processed. Headline 3. Additional duties on listed Canadian goods are scheduled to begin Wednesday. A White House proclamation sets an additional 50% import duty on specified Canadian dairy products beginning at 12:01 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday, August 19th. Separate July 20th proclamations cover specified Canadian alcoholic beverage and motor vehicle products. These are product-specific duties listed in annexes, not a new 50% charge on every item imported from Canada. What to watch? Watch for Customs and Border Protection implementation guidance, product classification questions, Canadian responses, and any change or suspension of the proclamations. Headline 4. Supreme Court filing puts White House ballroom dispute on a fast timetable. The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to let construction continue on its planned White House ballroom while the case moves forward. A divided federal appeals court ruled on August 7 that Congress had not authorized the project and ordered above-ground construction stopped, though it put that ruling on hold briefly to allow an appeal. Chief Justice John Roberts set Tuesday, August 18, as the deadline for the preservation groups to respond to the administration's emergency request. What to watch? Watch for the challenger's filing on Tuesday, August 18, and for an emergency order from the Supreme Court before the appeals court's temporary hold expires around August 21. Headline 5. Mail voting parts of the president's election order remain blocked while Supreme Court request is pending. Key parts of President Trump's election order remain blocked by lower federal courts. The administration's emergency request, asking the Supreme Court to lift those limits, is still pending. The court docket shows filings from both sides through August 12, but no order. A federal judge in Boston ruled on August 11 that the administration could not use the Postal Service to carry out parts of the plan for the 2026 election. What to watch? The next major development is a Supreme Court order on the stay request. The court could leave the blocks in place, pause them, or ask for more steps before deciding. Headline 6. Federal Medicaid funding cutoff for some transgender minor care is set for October 13. The Trump administration says Medicaid will stop paying for gender-affirming surgeries and hormone treatment for transgender minors on October 13. It also says the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP, will no longer cover the same care for people under 19. The administration says mental health services will remain covered. Reporting on the policy says treatment already underway would have a later transition period in some circumstances. What to watch? Watch for implementation guidance, state responses, and lawsuits before the October 13th effective date. It is also important to watch whether the administration issues a formal rule or further instructions that define which services and patients are covered. Headline 7. Senate passed a stopgap funding bill, but the House still must approve it before September 30th. The Senate voted 90-6 on August 8th for a short-term funding bill that would generally keep federal agencies operating at current levels through December 11th. The House must still pass the Senate measure before it can go to President Trump. Congress is in its August recess, while current federal funding expires September 30th. What to watch? Watch when the House returns and whether it takes up the Senate bill without changes. If the House revises it, the two chambers will need to agree before September 30th. Now, let's slow down and look more closely at today's top story. Debate Spotlight. California voters choose a House member Tuesday in a race that affects a thin congressional margin. We started with what people are paying attention to, then checked the facts against trustworthy reporting and official records. Welcome back. Today's story is about congressional representation and the 2026 midterms. Debate Spotlight. California voters choose a House member Tuesday in a race that affects a thin congressional margin. California's 14th district holds a special general election on Tuesday, August 18th, to fill the House vacancy created by Eric Swalwell's departure. Let's stick to this congressional representation and the 2026 midterm story specifically. My first question is simple. What does this actually cost? And who ends up paying for it? Every time Washington reaches into something like this, it's usually working families who foot the bill.
Staying right there with you on congressional representation and the 2026 midterms. I hear that cost worry. But look at what's already happening here. California's 14th district holds a special general election on Tuesday, August 18th, to fill the House vacancy created by Eric Swalwell's resignation.
Sure. But think about the stakes on this exact issue. This seat is certain to stay Democratic, but filling it still changes the day-to-day math in a closely divided House. A new member can vote on spending bills, oversight, and whether either party can move legislation without every member of its coalition present.
On this one, local groups alone can't cover it. This seat is certain to stay Democratic, but filling it still changes the day-to-day math in a closely divided House. A new member can vote on spending bills, oversight, and whether either party can move legislation without every member of its coalition present.
Fair point on scale, but sticking to this story, my worry is who ends up in charge of it. Give this particular congressional representation and the 2026 midterms plan too much power, and it's awfully hard to undo later, even when it's clearly not working.
That's a fair check to keep on this exact plan. I'd add reviews and expiration dates so this specific effort doesn't run on autopilot. The goal here isn't a permanent program. It's solving this one problem.
Today's What's My Politics feature. Use my representatives to find federal, state, and local officials, then compare their public records with the issues that matter to you. Now, back to the briefing.
Back to it. Here's where I'd land specifically on this. Cap the cost, name who's accountable, and put a deadline on it. If it's working, fine, renew it. If not, let it expire instead of becoming forever.
I don't hate that, staying on this same plan. I'd just add one thing. Make sure the people this congressional representation and the 2026 midterm story actually affects get a real say in whether it's working.
I can work with that for this specific case. My bottom line is still, prove that a smaller, local fix can't handle this before reaching for the biggest tool.
And my bottom line on this one is, don't let wait and see become an excuse to leave people hanging. Unofficial county results are expected after polls close Tuesday. Watch turnout and the margin, then the timing of certification and when the winner is sworn in. That's the real test here, not which side wins the argument today.
Can't really argue with that. Watch what actually happens with this, not just what people promise.
Exactly. Thanks for sticking with us on this one. It's exactly the kind of story folks should keep watching closely.
That's today's briefing. It's informational and nonpartisan. Follow the link sources for the full record and updates, and make your own call.